Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Before we begin the show, a quick reminder to please take our survey. Just visit MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Survey. It only takes a few moments. It's anonymous, so your info is safe, and it helps us out a lot. Thank you. And now, the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I didn't even introduce you.
I'm sorry.
Get out of here. Not until you're introduced.
Sorry.
What a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the thick of politics. And the thing is, it's been, you know, they've talked about the economy, they've talked about international relations, but now it's getting personal.
I just want to see.
You are rushing it. Get out.
Sorry. I'll be right back.
I don't like a pushy guy.
No.
You know, it's almost as bad as a pushy broad. ladies and gentlemen, joining us here in, not yet, I can see him through the little glass panel.
Oh.
Don't come in yet. Here he is in serious contention to be the Republican candidate for the President of the United States in the upcoming election in November, Ted Cruz. Ted, come on in. There he is.
Now.
Isn't it better when you wait?
Now. Now, hold on.
Do you need a tissue?
You introduced me as a candidate. I am a candidate.
Yeah.
Not in line to be the candidate. You're in line to be the nominee.
Okay, okay.
Don't you know anything about anything? Introduce me properly, and I'll come back in.
All right, come on in, jackass.
God bless the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, you like us.
I do.
I know you don't like me right now, but you like the show as an entity.
If I can say this.
Yeah.
People talk about radio and people talk about television. But it's radio, television, podcasts.
Yes.
That have been touched by God.
God?
And I am delighted to be with you on a beautiful day in Washington, D.C., and I just want to say thank you, Rob, and thank you, Mike, and thank you all, and Oscar, who will be here shortly. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
What if we moved the mic lower so it's closer to your mouth and not your nose?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just going down a little bit.
I'm just trying to.
All right.
God bless. Fidelity.
God bless the United States of America.
Okay, that's nice. That sounds good. And that's something
Isn't
we can
this
all agree
wonderful?
On.
What a wonderful, beautiful. What's the weather like there today?
Oh, it's beautiful today.
What
raining.
A beautiful rainy day in our nation's capital. And hey. You know, weather never got in the way of a great candidate, and it won't get in the way of me. By God. God.
Pardon me a minute, Ted. Editor's note. Pony, he's holding his head so much like Ted Cruz, it's flipping me out.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
All right, I'm back. Ted.
God bless the Mike O'Mara Show.
You keep talking that. You mentioned that it's TV, it's radio, it's podcasting. Do you know what a podcast is?
I do indeed.
Can you define it for me?
It is a program that is delivered through the internet, and I think it's just great.
Do you like internet?
I love the internet. I think it's a great way to communicate with my supporters around the world.
Do you have internet?
God bless the internet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorites, websites that you visit?
Well, I've been avoiding Twitter. that's a reference to the elephant in the room.
Yes, yes. Mm. It is.
That's a reference to the man who has taken the dialogue of politics and reduced it to an absolute travesty.
What kind of travesty?
An absolute travesty.
Ooh, it's the worst kind.
And it's no secret. It's out of the bag. He's talked about my wife, Heidi.
Say that again.
My wife, Heidi. And I will not
Maybe it's
let
too much
him...
high end. I don't know.
Look, Donald, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
If you want to pick a fight with me, go ahead. But don't assassinate the character of Heidi. She's not screw that line up again. I've got it from the
Maybe if we wrote
the
it
American
down.
President with Michael Douglas.
Can I ask you something about Heidi?
I'm standing by.
How long has it been since you met her on that mountaintop in Germany?
You know, Oh, you're making a Heidi joke.
Well, it's just a little one.
I haven't read a few of those online. Yeah. I haven't read Heidi Ho 4,000 times. Heidi Ho, Heidi Ho, Heidi Ho. That, I tell you, it's despicable.
Oh, the interns it's like despicable. That one. They like the Heidi Ho joke.
Yeah.
That plays well on the 21
Well, I'm
group.
Here to say I will not be bullied.
You won't be bullied.
I will not be bullied. And God bless the people who have told me to stand up to that New York bully, and that's why I will not be kowtowed. I will not be cowed by Donald Trump.
When you
and that's
say why New York, he,
yes.
Do you mean only that he's from New York, or does it have a deeper meaning?
It has a deeper meaning. I'm from Texas.
Yes.
He's from New York. Uh-huh. He's part of that highfalutin group of people that always kept me on the outside. You know, I went to Princeton, and those New Yorkers could not have been more holier than thou, and we know everything. There wasn't a story I could tell. There wasn't a place I could visit and share with my New York classmates that they hadn't been to
sure.
or done.
They
or
one-upped
seen.
You. They one-upped
they
you.
They knew everything. Yeah. Those New York scum.
And that's frustrating.
And it's frustrating, and he's just one of them.
Yeah.
He's one of many.
You are really talking tough, and everyone has seen your announcement where you essentially, you almost challenged him to a fight. I mean, you played tough.
I almost did, because he talked about my wife.
Yeah, Heidi.
And he talked about Heidi. And he talked about Heidi.
Say that, Pony.
I will tell you, when I quoted a line from the American president.
Hey, you want to try that again?
No.
Go one more try.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I didn't memorize it successfully. But God bless the people that gave me some insults to share with you on your fine show on the big boy himself, Mr. Fake Hair, Donald J. Trump.
Do you have some statements that you'd like to say directly to him at this time?
Well, Donald.
Oh, my God.
Well, Donald, I'll ask you this. Is your ass jealous of the amount of that just came out of your mouth?
Oh, my Lord.
Now you might have to do some editing.
Wow. Yeah. Where'd you get these, Ted? Supporters, sentiments?
Some of my, these are my campaign workers.
Okay, all right.
You want another one?
I do, more than anything.
Donald Trump, two wrongs don't make a right. Take your parents, for example.
Oh,
Thank you
know what that
much.
Is? Burn. That is a sick burn right there, yeah.
Donald, you're so ugly, you scared the toilet.
You know, there's almost a theme here where it's
find anything on the internet.
Toilet humor. And that's certainly not highfalutin. What else would you like to say to Trump?
Well, Donald, I'd like to see things from your point of view. But unfortunately, I can't get my head that far up. I can't say that. I know I can't
say that. No,
that's
fine. That's fine. And perhaps it's best. Because, you're
I've got a million of them, Rob. I have a million of them.
Okay, Rodney, what's
and
next?
And God bless the insult joke writers of America.
They are the best. Anything else you want to say to Donald Trump?
Donald? Your family tree must be a cactus because everybody on it is a prick. Thank you. Probably. Yeah. Pony, you may be editing, you may not. I'm not sure.
We'll see. Do you like Matt Bloom?
Well, I like Matt Bloom. He's a fine lad. God bless Glenda Bloom.
Thanks.
For giving us Matthew.
They're very close.
That's wonderful.
Anything else for Donald Trump? You're talking tough, man.
Well, we all know that Donald Trump was a birther. He was the part of that birther movement.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, his birth certificate is an apology letter from a condom factory.
Oh!
Rimshot, please. I don't have mine handy.
We'll put it in
post. I don't have my rimshot.
Donald, tough guy.
Donald is so ugly.
How ugly is he?
When his mom dropped him off at school, she got a fine for littering. Thank you.
But you know what?
Do you have any rim shots in your machine? I'm curious about that. Find one instead of waving your hands around. Help me out here. That's what I asked for. I need God bless rim shots.
They're very good. Yes. You know, you are really talking tough, and this is a new side of you. Anything else that you wanted to say to Donald Trump?
I have a million of them. Donald may insult my wife, but brains aren't everything. In your case, Donald, they're nothing. Thank you. You must have been born on a... Donald, you must have been born on a highway because that's where most accidents happen.
Oh, terrible.
If I wanted to kill myself, Donald, I'd climb your ego and jump to your... But you play them after the joke, for the love of God Almighty.
You're confusing him.
I don't want to confuse you. It's the last thing I want to do.
If I wanted to kill myself, I'd climb Donald's ego and jump down to his IQ. If I had
really
a face like Donald Trump's, I'd sue my parents.
Oh, he would, too.
You know, I understand that Donald Trump's campaign supports bacteria.
Really?
Because that's the only culture that he has.
Oh, science joke.
That is a science joke.
Donald, I wasn't born with enough middle fingers to let you know how I feel about you.
Wow. So two's not enough.
Donald?
Yes.
I'm glad to see he's not letting his education get in the way of his ignorance.
This is a new side of Ted Cruz. Yeah, it's nothing we've ever seen.
Donald's so ugly that when he was born, the doctor threw him out the window and the window threw him back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's your new Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donald, if you want to know about mistakes, why don't you ask your parents?
Oh, ooh. Sick burn.
Donald, you're like school in the summertime. Oh. Hot in the crotch and no class.
Oh.
It's better to let someone think you're an idiot than to open your mouth and prove it, Donald.
Yeah, so true. That's sort of, you know what? That's a thinking joke right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sexual position produces the ugliest children?
I don't know. What sexual position?
Ask Donald's mother.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And I've seen his wife. Yeah. You know, he's put pictures all over. She's so fake, she makes Barbie jealous. Donald, on the other hand, looks like his face caught on fire and somebody tried to put it out with a hammer.
that's a classic.
There's only one problem with Donald's face, though.
What's that?
I can see it. God bless the insult writers of America.
Wow.
God bless them. Donald Trump, you've picked the wrong person to bully. I've got a million of them in my Ted Cruz suitcase of insults. Suitcase of fun, I like to call it.
You are really, you know, this is an amazing new tough side of you. And it's exciting because you know what is actually, I wanted to surprise you with something if that's okay.
Would you like to know when a thought crosses Donald Trump's mind?
When?
It's a long and lonely journey. All right, I'll throw this one in, too,
okay,
since
good.
We're talking about wives.
Yeah, what's, do a wife joke.
What's the difference between Melania Trump and a walrus?
What is the difference between Melania Trump and a walrus?
One has a mustache and smells of fish, and the other one's a walrus.
Oh, no.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oscar, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry we started early.
It's okay.
I asked
for killing. I heard he's killing.
He's killing.
That's more of a courtesy than I was ever given in my day. That's for sure. Donald, I'm jealous of all the people that haven't met you.
Why?
That's the joke, for God's sakes. Don't you understand?
Oh.
That's the way that works.
Oh, I see.
Your audience isn't.
Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic.
Okay,
and
thank
God
you,
bless Oscar's new home in Georgetown.
And yay! God bless your character.
Oh,
thank you so much.
We haven't closed yet, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, you haven't closed yet. You know what I always say?
What?
A, B, C.
What does that mean?
Always be closing. That's that wasn't a joke. That was another quote from a movie.
But you got that one right.
Oh, yeah.
Donald?
Yes.
Stupidity is a crime, so you're free to go.
Oh.
I'm sorry, stupidity.
It's not
stupidity
a crime.
Is not a crime.
And you were going, you did so well by quoting the Glengarry Glenn Ross. And
God bless the writers that I'm screwing up right now.
Maybe what you need are bigger cue cards like Bob Hope.
I'm sharp as a bowling ball, aren't I? Yes, sir. I'd like to see things. Now it's repeating itself. All right, the bit is dying right now.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you came in with all this tough stuff.
All right, last joke for Donald. You ready? Let me just get it out of my sack here.
His closer, if you will.
I can't wait. Right.
Yeah.
All right, and now we're going to really go to the opening of the show after this, Rob, okay?
Okay, very good.
Very good. Donald, I love what you've done with your hair. How did you get it to come out of the nostrils like that?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Would you welcome Gary Shandling?
But you never get over that uneasiness in a new relationship. We went out, we go to dinner, and have you guys ever accidentally ordered from the child's portion of the menu? Because it's not, well, you know where it says under 12, and it's not always clearly separated, and the waitress comes over, and I go, yeah, she'll have the lobster Newberg, and I'll have Captain Andy's toddler platter, please. Oh, and I'm going, gee, I didn't see that. Well, do any of these others come with the sailor hats? And then I had read that women like the little boy quality in a man, you know, so I'm chewing up my food and going, I'm sitting on a booster chair thinking, I'm going to score. And then I realized I was shouting that out. And so I get her home, right? Lower the lights. I put on We Are the World, figuring this would put her in the giving mood. All she got was hungry, which does me no good whatsoever. So now I'm on the couch, and a friend of mine said, try oysters. You know about these? These are supposed to be very stimulating sexually. I tried those, boy, but the shells scratched so bad. I don't know. Am I putting them on too soon? What's the deal? You know, I'm starting to yell, we got a pearl. And I'm not kinky sexually whatsoever. Occasionally, I like to put on a robe, you know, and stand in front of a tennis ball machine, but ones have a cigarette, but we all have our own thing. So we're spawning, and it's not a pretty story, and she's talking in bed, which is normally a turn-on. I mean, but she's talking to the point where I had to say, hey, hang up the phone, and pay a little attention to me, because, you know, I'm trying to concentrate, hoping she's using a credit card, God knows, we spawned. It's going great. We're spawning. And you know, it's awkward. Because the last girl I made love to, you know, I said, was it good for you? She said, you know, I don't think this is good for anybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Let's face facts. Your company is only as good as the people you hire, but hiring the best people isn't easy. And you can bet there are other companies out there trying to get them first. You need an edge. You need ZipRecruiter.com. Trust me, one single job posting ain't going to cut it. You're not going to be able to do that. You don't have time to mess around with all of that. ZipRecruiter is there for you. You can post to over 100 job sites. You can do it with a single click, and you'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million. One post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear. They've got a really easy-to-use interface, a very easy interface that you can use to get the best candidate for you. ZipRecruiter clients say, this is taking the pain out of the process, and you're going to love it. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. You can try it right now. Do it absolutely free. Get the right people for your company. It's very, very important. As you know, try ZipRecruiter right now and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. You can try ZipRecruiter today. It's absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did anyone hear me scream when Rob started the Gary Shandling thing about I don't want any more death? You didn't hear that, did you?
No.
Did you react? You're smart enough to turn me down when that happens, right?
I saw you react, and I knew that if there had been a real crisis, you would have texted. So
I wanted to talk about Gary Shandling. Silly me. I was wondering why you were anxious to get to it. I understand that.
That's my traditional thing is that
if he kills someone,
when someone passes. Yeah, what's that?
If he kills someone, he owns it.
But when they pass, it's a chance to play the Jerry Lewis tape and play some of their finest work.
I know. I understand. I was just, yeah, I was wondering why you were in a hurry, and that's now I know. Now I understand what it is.
Was not in a hurry.
You weren't in a hurry, but it was
Shandling tapes.
You like that. That's what you like.
I do like it. I do.
You like the, you know, we will pass to this world, and then getting right to that. And I am, and Gary Shandling is, as far as we're concerned on this show, an A-list guy. So your instincts are correct on that. And I'm not going to, you know, but I was equally excited to come in and do the Ted Cruz fighting with Donald Trump bit.
I love Ted
you
Cruz.
Say. And I wonder sometimes, every now and then, I just wonder, you know, yeah, you know, you're kind of my wingman on that. Oscar helps out. But, you know, when we do those things, mm-hmm. you're my wingman. And sometimes I think, well, you know, I wonder, you know, why was he anxious? And then he didn't know to get the rim shot when I cued him on that. And it's because I think you were. You prioritize Shandling over.
You actually
sacrificed the open of the show for your opening montage.
You know, I really love to watch this sort of create and happen and have reality invented in my front of my very face when none of this is true.
I hate to give you a hard time, Rob, but I.
Oh, I know you do, Mike. I know it's your least favorite thing in the world.
To clarify, here's you put the cart before the horse.
Here's okay, the curtain. We don't use carts anymore.
Damn it.
Rob, you will testify that more often than not, you know, in a very rare circumstance, you and I will communicate well in advance of doing it. But
exactly. Normally,
I'll throw you the opening vignette, or we'll come up. You know, I'll make the determination early, or you'll have an idea that you
Abbott and Costello.
Seconds before we hit, they said, we're going to do it this, let's do it this, bada, 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 like that.
And Ren and Stimpy.
Sometimes, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I just think that. I should say that I blew it myself because we were on a nice little roll, and then the running FedEx man arrived. And when I see him, they run to the door and run away. And I didn't want to deal with a situation today where the guy would run away and it would be some document that was very important. He held a document in his hand, and I realized what it was, and it was so non-important after the facts of the last 24 hours, which Oscar might not even be aware of. But the fact is, that was so I'm rambling here. But
no.
Gary Shandling.
My apologies if it seemed rushed. It was not my intention.
Well, that's all right. You know
too
what?
Soon, I mean, Gary Shandling.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure whether I think my mom is necessarily running over to greet him. You know, I don't think she tracked with Gary Shandling. So, you know, I can't say anything like that. But the fact is, during the day of the Don and Mike show, and when it was the Larry Sanders show,
which is
where Gary Shandling made his mark.
HBO.
Did you play, what was that, a monologue from The Tonight Show?
One of his earliest pieces, and the reason I chose it, that's the joke that it closed with when he says, is this good for you? I don't think this is good for anybody. That is the first joke that I remember really resonating with me that he told. That's from like about 1981, right?
Here's
when
something about Gary Shandling that I didn't realize until they said it. You know, you realize that the Larry Sanders show was a precursor to shows like The Office.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
And you know,
it's literally The Office with a television talk show.
When I was a kid, I didn't understand it because I was too young to process.
Right,
but my
right.
older brother did, and he would sit down and explain what was going on. I said, this is wild.
Yeah, you know, he had.
It was amazing.
The show didn't even have to be as good as it was because of the gimmick of the mixture of videotape when it was the show, and film when it was behind the scenes. That was such a brilliant thought and such a great
use. It separated the worlds.
Yeah, it really did. It was a brilliant use of technology that no one had come up with before. And based on that, it was a classic show. But then 5 seasons of perfect writing, how can you miss?
So cool.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, you know, and take my beautiful 95-year-old mother out of the equation, this 2016, I don't remember a year.
It's horrible.
You know, A-list, B-list, C-list, but I don't remember a year of celebrity passings like this ever. I don't remember it ever like this.
I was thinking about it, and I think the reason is that, pardon me, I'm sorry, is that we are now getting to an age where television people that got their start at the beginning
that
of television. That we grew up with.
Right.
Now they're in their 70s and 80s. And there were more and more stars. There used to be not as many stars because there weren't as many outlets for people to be famous. There was motion pictures and radio to a certain extent. But then TV.
When are you going to let those go?
I've already let them go. But as TV made more and more people in our forefront and we became more. and they're getting older. And I think it's not so much that there's more celebrity death. I think it's
just a sheer volume of notoriety.
I think it's a percentage.
Maybe it's true. Maybe that's absolutely
the fame,
true.
The fame more. Game used to be centralized to a handful of people, as Rob said.
Yeah.
Now, there were fewer big stars.
And you've heard of everybody. Everyone's famous for 15 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, Larry Sanders was, it seemed like for 2-3 years, was the go-to. I mean, where it was the guy, I mean, for God's sakes, Don called my restaurant Hank's Look Around Cafe, which I hated more than anything.
You hated that?
Did I hate that?
I thought it was your idea.
It was the only way to
promote the restaurant.
Wanted to talk about it, and it was just I wanted it to be promoted the way it would be on the sign that's in front of the restaurant.
Right.
To be honest, but that wouldn't have been funny, and I understand that. That's the way that goes down. But that's what it was called, and it's like people, it became the Look Around Cafe. I probably should have just named it Mike's Look Around Cafe.
But that's, you didn't have a spinning
but
floor.
I would have had to call it Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Would have been hilarious.
I do believe
it was.
Have
you changed the name?
Hank's Look Around Cafe. Might have saved it if I did that.
It preceded The Sopranos. It was probably the show, the series television that put HBO on the map as a destination for series television. And really, it made cable more viable because it was so strong. Yeah,
I think it's great. And Gary Shandling is the thing. But I'm going to tell you, Rob, you are 45 years old and you are... I got you by over 10 years, 11 years. I've got you by 11 years, and I'm going to warn you of something because you're starting already. You have always been fascinated with celebrity passings.
Yes.
You are now becoming obsessed with it because you're getting older, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. So you have to Barney Fife it right now. I'm not saying that you don't do something you enjoy. I can't tell you to stop doing that, but you are within nanoseconds now. It is the full, every celebrity passing is your celebrity passing. Ken Howard, I'll accept Gary Shelley, but did you really have to dive in with the full post for Ken Howard? Did he really mean that much to you? Gary Shandling,
Jefferson. His role as Jefferson was a big one for me. That's what, because I love 1776.
Who the hell is Ken Howard?
Oscar, don't get involved. Stay out of this one.
The White Shadow.
That's right.
He's the White Shadow.
Which would be a good nickname for Oscar.
The White Shadow?
What?
Who's just that?
Kidding. Just kidding. It was
television show.
In about 1980, it was a television show about Ken. And I'm like, that's Dave Howard.
Was he a superhero?
Still with us. No, he was, I believe the plot was an NBA player goes to an inner city high school to coach basketball, and there was a player on
the team.
Sure,
that would get green-lighted these days.
Named Salami.
Good and sensitive.
Yeah. Hey, a different world. All in the Family wouldn't be green-lighted today.
Yeah. It's true. It's very
All in the Family would not be green-lighted today in the era of political correctness. Mm-hmm. And, as somebody who believes with all of his soul that people that talk about political correctness, use it to, get away with their horrible, deep, dark thoughts, in the world of comedy, I believe it has caused detrimental effects. Truly has. I believe that with all my soul. We got to take a break. When we come back, I also want to talk about the media. And I really do believe ISIS's partner now, because death, speaking of death, it's an industry now. Mm. It's the formula. And, I want to bitch about it, because that's what I bitch about. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Cousin Bruce Morrow.
Oh, Cousin Brucey. Well, you know what? On tomorrow's episode of the show, we don't have Cousin Brucey, but we've got one of the greatest DJs of all time. Surf is here.
He's as big.
Did you say his is big?
No, I wouldn't know if his is big.
Well, it probably is. He's going to tell us about his days in radio. Plus, Gary gets emasculated. It's on this episode of the Tony Perkins Show, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. We all try to live as healthy as we can, but consider this. Getting quality sleep is just as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise. Did you know that? Well, it's true. I'll give you an example of my little thing with the Sleep Number. I was sitting in a chair about 3 weeks ago, threw my back out, had terrible back pain, and tweaked my back so badly that the only thing, this is just me, you could be different, but I got to say, Sleep Number gets props when they deserve it, and I tweaked my setting on my Sleep Number bed. I actually made it softer, and then I made it firmer, and I adjust it now every night. And I know how to do that because Sleep IQ tells me how to adjust to get the great night's sleep. But I also adjust it to my level of back discomfort. And lo and behold, it works. I wake up in the morning feeling better than I did when I went to bed at night. That is a Sleep Number bed. That is Mike O'Mara. That is a fact. That is how it works. If you have lower back pain, middle back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, please, please, please go to the Sleep Number store and get yourself a Sleep Number bed because that will help you immeasurably. I promise you that. Right now, my Sleep Number is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was 95, and I feel great. Shape the best sleep of your life with the Sleep Number mattress and Sleep IQ technology starting at only $1,099.98. No better sleep with the Sleep Number bed. Find your Sleep Number setting only at Sleep Number stores. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to slide to the left and slide to the right. And tell them all that Mike O'Mara sent you. I really mean that. I love that client.
How was the baseball game yesterday?
Yeah. Problematic.
It's funny,
you know, I didn't put that on my show prep, but I'll answer that question because, you know what, since you brought it up. Okay. We know that I have to accept, know thyself. Mr. O'Mara has been going through it over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Okay? So, this is the way it went down. I have gotten amazing support from my bride. I have gotten total support. The 2 days ago, she informed me that there is a bill that may be due and that she's feeling a little tense in advance of it.
Okay.
And I'm talking about that that time. Okay? Do I need to give any more detail on that?
It's a monthly
bill,
Mike.
So yesterday, she's a little tense. And yes, when the tension comes, as I think you guys will testify to this, when I'm tense with you guys, sometimes communication with me gets a little screwed up.
Every day.
Stop it. Not every day, a-hole. It's not every
what
day.
What I was going to say, Mike, should you ever become tense, we would let you know how it affects communication.
We'll
cross that bridge when we come to it.
We tape in the morning, and on Thursdays, more often than not, we tape too,
right,
because that's when we do our bonus show. And I am for, and that means that we're going to get out of here anywhere between, say, noon and 1 o'clock. That's usually
fair,
the way
right,
it works. And so I tell Mrs. O'Mara that we're going to do a quick turnaround, and that I'm hoping by 12:30 that we'll be set to go. And that I told the people at Michael's preschool that Mama will be in early at noon to pick him up for the day, and then she will come back, pick me up, and we will go to the game.
Right.
That was the game plan.
So,
and we hot-footed it here. We did a fast turnaround. We started right on time.
We hot-footed it. What time did we wrap at about 12:30?
Yeah, it was a 7-minute gap between shows. We were prepared.
And we wrap it at 12:30. And I'm focused on the show. We have a great bonus show. We're
really
into
good one
it
this week.
We really dive in. We dive into all the shows, but more often than not, when I'm doing the show, unlike my own bit that I just said, the FedEx guy, I never look out the window. I don't pay attention. I'm focused on you guys. What's going on? I didn't notice that at the end of the show, where I am waiting for Mrs. O'Mara to, you know, come back in, and I figured I'd end the show, and then maybe 5 minutes later, she'd be waiting out with the car with the little guy.
The final piece in the puzzle.
And as the show ends, she walks out the door and goes, bye-bye. She got the tickets. And I realized she hadn't even left yet.
Mm.
And this is after
this is after
she had her morning nap prior to the two shows that I was preparing. Well, Rob,
she's doing that nap
bonus
bit
show, so it's I'm preparing the full show, but I'm going
but
over
still,
a lot of different stuff. It's my morning.
It's not easy.
Just,
they don't respect it, but it's not easy.
No.
It's true.
You're going to get in trouble. So
it just tripped.
It's the
there
truth.
It is. Misogyny alarm. Misogyny alarm. That's the way it works with the misogyny.
You don't get it because we laugh, but it's not easy.
But, you know, I know that Mike takes all the precautions. When he's prepping a show and Carla's napping, he makes sure the pencil is extra sharp
yes,
so it doesn't make much noise when he writes.
Yeah.
He turns the pages
P's and Q's.
When I have
soft,
my yellow notepad.
Your yellow
I'm
notepad
scratching away
that says
yellow
ideas.
So the bottom line is I came out and I'm pissed.
Well,
because
sure.
Because I was like, you know, we're driving half an hour to where his preschool is, and then it's a half an hour back, It's quarter of one.
Seventh inning stretch is when you're going
to
arrive.
Yeah, we're going to get to the game in the. We're going to get to the game in the fifth inning. I said
they won't even be selling beer then.
No, but the most important thing for baseball fans in spring training, they don't have the A-listers.
Yeah, because they bench them all.
That's right, they bench them.
They'll be in the bus. It's not gonna. And I'm kind of doing this. And she's like, okay, stops the car because she's a little tense too. She stops the car. And the car is just like, you know, okay, we're not going. We're not going.
Oh, no. You ruined it.
We're not going. And I'm like, no, let's go. Let's go. So we continue to go. And then we get out and I'm like, and my mind is going, you know how I am. You guys have driven to games with me. You know how I get.
Yeah.
I get. I want to be there. I want to. I'm ready. I'm ready to do. This is the first real diversion I have had.
It's not like there are 20 other games you can go to.
This is fun. And so finally, I'm like, she said, well, I said, you know, maybe you could just drop me off and then go get. And she said, that's what I said to you when you first came out of the studio. I said, well, that'll work. She's like, fine. And she does the U-turn, drives back, drops me off. And as soon as she drops me off, calm begins to set in because I know I'm going to be late. I'm going to get there. I got there at the end of the first inning. I got there for the beginning of the second inning. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I sit in my little seat. I text her. I said, just a miscommunication. Sorry for all the tension.
Oh, no.
Love you. Looking forward to seeing you. No response.
Oh.
Now, your worst case scenario is that she's picking up the little guy, doing a beeline back to the house.
And packing.
not packing. No. But she's not going to come to the game. So I wanted to validate. So after the second inning, right after I walked in, people love that, by the way. I get up and I walk out again.
Sure.
And I walk out into the concourse and I call her and she picks up the phone, and as she picks up the phone, I get the and he's screaming and she's like, I got your text, I love you, we'll be there shortly. I go back. Easy peasy. Okay. Everything was fine. But that was the answer. See, you ask me any question about anything in my life, you're always going to get an answer like that.
I like that answer.
That's the way. I'm glad
we rewind? I just want to ask, and this will probably help your overall communication skills and everybody that's listening.
Guaranteed.
There are times where, let's say that what really, I guess, struck a chord with you, that she didn't pick up Michael after you rushed to finish
that,
so you
that
could go?
I had said to the preschool that she will pick him up at noon. I believe that in the time that we were doing this show, she was going to shower in about a half an hour, that's frankly an hour, less than she normally. She takes a long time. She looks beautiful. I understand that drill.
Right.
I thought she was going to rush it this time, go down, pick him up, and then a little before 1 o'clock, we're going to be a little late for the game, but nothing bad, and we're going to all go as a family. That's
okay.
What I thought.
So in the future, when this happens, how are you going to tackle the issue? Because it's just going to happen. There's too many games for it all to go right at one time,
you know what?
Right?
Next year, when all this crap isn't going, if I am blessed to get these tickets again, I will. I don't want to go so far as to say I will put out a grid, but I'm going to prepare. I'm going to prepare much better than I prepared this year. This year, I blew it. In a lot of, but then again, there were unforeseen circumstances this year. So
outliers.
So I'm just going to do a better job of organization, and maybe that'll impact the show as well.
Did you emphasize to her that you had already made arrangements with a pickup time at the school? Because that really is,
there was no emphasizing during the time of pretension.
I see.
Remember that comedian that stood on the stage and held up a New York Post and said, "This man killed by premenstrual tension." I mean, I'm not going.
So you're walking around with a whiteboard that says, "Don't hit me," because you don't want to communicate.
Yeah, I gotta be. Yeah, I gotta be careful.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But everything worked out fine. Now, one last thing before we go to break, and I'll make this real quick. Watching the coverage today, I get back to the fact that the same drill goes on all the time when there's a terrorist attack. And look, government's never going to be able to police media, and maybe media will never do it. But the fact is, we've talked about it before. There are sometimes when an a-hole runs onto a field chasing a beach ball at a baseball game, they don't show it.
Right.
And you know what? It never happens anymore.
You're right.
It really never happens. You don't get the drunken fans running on the field nearly as much as used to. When they were on television, it happened all the time. I am tired of every single media outlet in the world becoming a branch of ISIS, where they show this stuff, and it is so playing exactly what they want.
I agree with you.
And I don't know how you fix it.
Stop watching.
You're never going to. Maybe
you
stop
have,
watching.
I have stopped watching.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're
I get
right,
the
Oscar.
Initial information, and then I turn it off because what I realize is I'm just buying into what they want.
You're part of the problem. Yeah.
Which is, I don't know how you would describe it. Would you describe it fear-mongering? Would you describe it grief-whoring? Would you describe it?
Certainly grief-whoring.
And certainly sensationalism. Sensationalism is not news.
I said to Carla today, I screamed from the other room. It was either CNN or NBC that I was watching, and I said, oh, they found out two Americans, and she's pretty. Watch out. They're going to go out of their minds. They're going to be TV trucks on her parents' lawn in 5 minutes. They're going to do that, and that is part of the deal. They're saying now, and I watched a couple of analysts last night that are saying they have focused their attention now on Western targets because we have degraded them on their home turf because they're a bunch of thug F-ups ultimately. So now what are they doing? Well, they're doing this because this is going to get them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, as I said before, I don't know. You can't have the government march in and shut news outlets down. That's what it is. But this is a national security issue.
It takes the common man to change the
channel. Watching.
Change the channel.
You know what? This is kind of like what you've said to me before about recycling, and I recycle down here religiously now, and I think you're absolutely right. And it's not hard to do, Oscar, because when you turn it on and you see that we're going to go into the hospital right now and see the girl that's got
the burns. Yeah, you know when they're digging deep and you're like, oh, please, come on.
But it's going to be a long process if it fixes it at all.
They stay in. Look, I turned it on as soon as it happened.
If you didn't cover any of the after effects of this, you said there's been this explosion and you took that off the magic box.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the guy running on the field, and you know that you are complicit in assisting ISIS by propagandizing these
terrorist
attacks.
It's like what happened
attacks.
In Boston.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's like what happened in Boston. And, when they
and
put
it's repetition.
That, they
right?
put that guy's picture on the cover of Rolling Stone. I sit there and I say, where's the line? Mm-hmm. Where is the line?
It's 10 miles behind us. Because when you put his picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone, it's like saying, hey, you want to be famous? Copy what this guy does.
Yeah. And say, we're in the apartment. We're in the apartment now. Now let's go see the victim. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, Don Henley wrote a song about it, guys. This is not new. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is something that, but maybe you're right. If I can do something, maybe I just boycott news viewing. I don't need it. I can go online and get the information.
You get it
of the
faster
day.
On the web anyways.
Yeah, and probably more accurate.
For now, that actually kind of makes me feel good.
What had me really turn the page was I was becoming depressed and moody. And my girl actually called me on it. She said, look, every time you watch this, you get upset.
Yep.
You get upset and you get moody and it doesn't help you, doesn't help us. And I said, you're right. You know what? That is logical and that is fact.
I'm watching my political theater, which I love.
Yeah.
That doesn't get me depressed. When I'm watching the coverage again and again and again. I mean, it wasn't a terrorist attack, but it was that Malaysian flight. Mm. How many months did they have
talking
about that?
They burned out graphics packages.
Yeah.
They had to order new graphics packages.
Yeah. They made skits to make it relevant again.
Ridiculous. Yeah. You know what? I will try. No guarantees.
All right.
I will try to tear myself away from that.
Focus on the 9 o'clock hour of the Today Show where they do the fun stuff.
Are you ready for stuff. When we come back, are you ready for a little good news?
Yes, finally.
Okay. Woo! I'd like to know. I've talked about it in the negative. Now it's going to be positive because the new air conditioner is here. Oh, my God. It's amazing. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Betterment. You know, during these times, everybody has to think about managing their finances and how they can make their life better. And I think it's pretty obvious to a lot of us that when it comes to the working stiffs of the world, of which we consider ourselves three, that managing money and saving for retirement, you're on your own out there. You're truly on your own. And I'm here to tell you about Betterment. Their mission is to help people manage and grow their wealth. Betterment has developed a smarter technology that automates investing. It helps with better financial decisions, invest for your personal goals, and provides peace of mind. With Betterment, you get investing advice through smart technology from real people to help with account support. Betterment will help secure your financial future and make sure that you and your family are set up for success, and it's never too late to start investing. Never too late to take control of your financial future. This is the streamlined approach to investing, and you got to get involved with it. It's automated. It's less expensive. It's easy to use. The future is here. You can get up to 6 months of automated investing for free, and more information also when you go to betterment.com/TMOS. Again, that's BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made better.
Better, well, baby, better.
You know, I mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago on the show that the 24-year-old air conditioning system that was installed down here in South Florida had given up the ghost. And I was stunned at how expensive it was. Listeners helped out. Cool. I appreciate the HVAC community.
What does one go for these days?
A lot.
Like more than $10,000?
No. In my case, no. I will tell you
but
no.
There's but there's also a large range, isn't there? I mean, you can go cheap or very
but
expensive.
But he's fishing for the cost. If I give him the cost, you know what's going to happen?
What?
People are going to send me messages telling me I paid too much.
No, no.
I don't want to do that.
Because my new home that I'm working on closing on doesn't have HVAC.
Oh, you know what? You're going to be looking at a whole new host of expenses based on whatever sort of venting you have. You might not even be able to install AC.
Yeah, you might not be able to. Do you have wall units? Is that how you cool your place now? Is
there's window units.
Window units, yeah.
That
wall
can't be
window,
put on the front
units.
Of the house because of the historical society, but on the back, do all you want.
Oh, by
but
the way,
thing about it also, wait, I was gonna say this, that you can use that stuff we used in the house of Manassas.
Yeah, but I don't know how much all that costs. Air. Mike, well, I'm new to the game.
It's probably expensive, but I mean, it's ductless. They have that now, which I think they use that in old.
It worked really well in your studio. I remember that.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, my absolutely. Father had a message for you. He said, congratulations on the house. He guarantees it's haunted.
1840?
Yeah.
No chance.
No, no. Even the ghosts are dead.
I think you're going to
What type of system? Is it just a big carrier in the backyard? What are we talking about?
The guy came out, and the first guy hardly got out of his truck and was telling me I needed a new one. I talked about that on the show. I talked about how it gave up. But the fact is that the unit was 24 years old.
And how many months of the year do you run it in Florida? It's
12 months out of the year. I mean, you don't go away and not run it.
Well, you go away.
I go away, but you don't.
But I mean, like,
you got to keep your system on, or you're going to have
in the dead of
melted
winter,
house.
In the dead of winter, it can be like 60-ish down there, right? So you don't need AC then.
Wait, you air
periodically.
Air condition your home when you're not there?
Oh yeah, not the same way I do when I'm here, but the fact, you turn it up, but you still have to get.
If he doesn't, the wax figures melt.
You can't have hot. No, you have all sorts of things. You have stuff that just goes,
what goes bad? The fridge?
Wallpaper. You know, you got the.
Because it's a humidity issue.
It's more of a humidity issue.
Oh, we wouldn't know that.
No, because it's not as bad up here. And also, in the long run, it's actually cheaper to keep your AC at like 82 than to let your house get really hot and then cool it all the way down again.
My parents are so cheap, they would turn everything off until it had to come on. It had to absolutely come on.
Like everybody's in their shirt, their shorts. Right?
I was at my mom's, and I said, Mom, I'm wearing a jacket inside. What's wrong with this picture? And she says, it's not that bad. There's some of your old sweaters upstairs.
Right. Meanwhile, he's warming his hands over a candle.
Well, I'm here to say that this unit that they installed is not the best. It's not the worst. It's in the middle. It's in the middle of the pack. The guy sold me on it, and I will tell you that at my age, certain things that probably would not have mattered when I was a younger man, I'll be honest, I was looking forward to the day that they were going to arrive and put it in because I had heard, but I was not nearly as excited as when they finished, because when they finished, it changed the way this house felt, and it really, really did. It changed,
really?
Because the machine that was there was one of these machines that would kick on. You'd know it because you'd hear it. It would go. And then the cold
one
air
of
would
my
this.
Favorite sounds.
Yeah, this wave of cold air would come on, but it would be cold, and it was constant. We were, in the middle of the night, we would be freezing our asses off because it wasn't really regulated that way.
When we would hear that sound, and mind you, it's just because my parents didn't grow up with any type of HVAC, so they don't really know to care for some of these luxuries.
Right.
But my brother and I knew from going to friends' houses that this is actually possible. You can cool a house.
Papa, there is a way to make the house so we no longer sweat.
You would sweat like I did when I was a boy.
When it was cool, when it would come on, my brother and I was used to run to the vent because we were so excited.
Oh, my God.
And I kid you not.
That is, in a way, that is so sad to see. To see you running over to the bed.
I have my Oshkosh Bagosh on.
Jose, the air is come on. We must run over to the vent to cool our bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, feel that American cold air.
And we'd hold each other's hands. And remember how great it was.
It's like the Frankenstein monster trying to grab music out of the air. It's so wonderful.
Yeah, because he would never turn it on.
Oh, Jose, my bedsheet is sticking to my back because of my sweat. But the air just came on. Run over to it, Jose.
Oscar, stay out of the way. I want to get the cool air coming on me. Anyway.
He wouldn't fight over it.
Hold our hands.
But he wouldn't turn on unless it was like a code red outside.
It is. I didn't give it a second thought. All I knew was expensive. I couldn't afford the expense, and I had to go to the well, thanks to 0% financing.
Oh,
real happy about it.
Like
but man, the fact credit. Is, when they install it and they get done, and I was still cool with it.
So to
speak. They get it? They pulled the interior unit.
Donald, that air conditioner.
God bless that air conditioner.
Now, on to the Gary Shandling death reel.
But anyway, so they took the unit out. We had it actually in the garage hanging from the ceiling. Which is a weird place.
Exterior unit?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, there may have been some old code requirement back when this house
was
built.
Where did the condenser drain to if it was hanging?
To the walkway up to my house.
Okay. All right. All right. I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
To the walkway up to my house on a little gravel walkway that they had there. So they took that out. So it freed up this space, and they put it up in the attic over the garage. And they said there's tons of room up there.
Perfect.
Code was the reason, I think. That's it. But I never got a real straight answer. And they sealed up the little vents where it was in the old days. But that's not the good part, okay? The good part is when they put the space age brand new controller on the wall. And I realized when you get something after 24 years, it truly is special. And this thing, I was suddenly like a little bitty kid saying, isn't this great?
The one that it replaced, was it old enough?
This is the best air conditioner ever.
Was it? Perfect.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Was it an old enough controller that it had a round dial, or was it a slide on the
bottom? The first one did. I replaced the thermostat.
Those round ones are old,
about
man.
2 years ago. So I had the modern one. But this is not. This is the touchscreen, baby.
Ooh.
This is the floating temperature, and let me tell you what it does.
Yes.
Okay? And I know this is, I'm going to sound like such a little rube right here. But the fact is, yes, smart technology. I can be anywhere. And I can be away from the home, controlling the temperature of my home.
It's the
easily.
Internet of things.
It is.
I will know from when I'm away, I will know exactly what the temperature is outside, and I will know exactly what the temperature is inside. When I go to my little touch screen, I hit a button and it shows me the weather for the day.
Weather.
And what the weather is going to be. And also on the touch screen, it has radar.
What?
Radar for outside of
Doppler
my home.
Radar?
Oh, I don't
Whoa.
Know where it comes from.
You know,
it's just a computer program. But the fact is, isn't this great?
Something just occurred to me that may not have occurred to you, that this is going to be a game changer. If you, when you are doing your time in Maine this summer, and you have renters. You can, at night, turn the air conditioning up to 85 and save yourself some money.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see yourself sitting on the porch up there with a cigar?
Lock him out.
Yeah, changing the weather. Changing the weather. He has the ability to control the weather.
Still happy about complaining about that too small refrigerator, tenants? There we go. But no, anyway, it's,
I remember
it's
that
really...
Bit.
Yeah.
I was at, but the thing is, when we're doing the show, I have to turn all the bells and whistles off so that we can do a show for
you. Is it easy enough to do, though?
It is. It's super easy to do, and it's great, and it's great, and it's great. The thing about, and then the air, where the old unit used to, let me see if I can describe this with sound.
Okay.
The old unit used to come in like,
Jose, quick.
Run to the vent. Run to the vent, Jose. Run to the vent. Now it comes on like this.
Oh, like a B-2 bomber.
It just
like opening the nozzle in a plane.
Yeah.
It slowly ramps up. It slowly ramps up. And the outside unit is like twice as big. I couldn't believe it was bigger. You know, they didn't make it smaller. They made it bigger. So it's not that type of unit. You would think, right, with modern technology, that the sizes of these things would get smaller. No, not in the air conditioning biz. It actually is a larger unit, and it's kind of like having the V8 engine for the car.
Sure.
Where you don't have to push the car that hard. It's fantastic.
Now, the weird, I've not thought about ever mounting an air conditioning unit in an attic. Is it longer or is it still like a trash can size?
It's taller.
I mean, not like the size of a trash can, but like, is it a cylinder?
It's a sort of a square.
Okay, all right.
Well, rounded square.
It's so good.
It's got round edges.
Did they need a little hand crank or crane to get it up there, or was it a couple guys?
Well, speaking
get it up there?
Of crane, it rhymes with crane.
Oh.
The product that
nothing
I
nothing runs
have,
like it, Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
Bang.
Well, I wasn't going to go. We weren't going to go with Carrier. What with those jobs going overseas and all?
Yes, here, Mike.
You know,
Mike,
make America great again.
Is it Bain, and does he rule air conditioning?
That was the guy that actually sold me the unit.
No kidding.
Like, I think. Oh, I just poured water all over me.
Cat's out of the bag about how you do the bit.
Look at that poor man. You poor man.
Oh, God.
Anything for comedy, Mike.
Yeah.
I believe you have a deficiency in your cooling unit. yes, sirree. If you keep this current unit outside your home, you will have sweaty doodads. Hobble doogie.
Oh, it's grease paint.
It's always grease paint. It always ends up being grease paint. So, and then the best part is that this was right after I'd gotten back from Boston. And I channeled the spirit of my late mom and said, I'm in a crappy state of mind right now, and I'm going to handle people the way she handled people. And I don't know whether it's because of that or what, but I had this great relationship with three of the guys that worked their ass off and put this thing in, and wonderful conversations, and they had a couple of glitches like you always have with
miscues,
these things.
Yeah.
But by and large, at the end of the day, I greeted them with a smile. I said goodbye to them with a smile. It was one of those seamless little things, and to be honest with you, that is that's what I'm taking away from her, to because really ultimately it works better. You know, I found this to be the case with people down here. People, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, Oscar? What? You think it's not going to last?
You just got in a fight with your wife yesterday.
Well, and I got in a fight with Rob last night. yeah, I yelled at Rob last night.
No.
Yeah, but what was I wasn't really yelling at Rob. I was yelling to Rob about other things.
You were mad
and it was
at the
other
dirt.
People.
You were
I was mad
at
the dirt.
Yeah,
it was
it wasn't
at
bad.
The dirt. But we got it
couldn't
all taken
find
care.
A drink fast enough.
But that's what it was. But I'm going to try. That's all I can tell you.
That's
I'm
all we
try,
can ask, Mike.
I'm going to try
that's
a little
awesome.
Harder. And it just was. And so the last part of this that I will leave you with
yeah,
is
the button on the
back.
Story.
Funny you mentioned the little skirmish we had with Mrs. O'Meara. She does not share my enthusiasm for the new product.
Why?
She likes it. She's happy with the temperature. But I'm saying things like I wake up in the morning going, I said, this is the first morning it's been a little cooler. I said, do you want to know why? It's not the temperature, Carla. It's the fact that more humidity has been taken out of the house, making it feel a little chillier.
Healthier.
The thermostat is actually set to 74. And feel how it feels in this house. And I look at her and it's like, you know, it's like crickets. That's all I get. I have crickets.
As
but
little
not
Michael
hooked up.
Gets older, you'll be able to share that with him.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Because guys are gadgetry. Gadgetry is great. So
I'm
good.
Very, very happy, and thank you very much to the company that did that. I would give them a plug, but they gave me no discount. Thank you very much.
Will you entertain a question before we go to break?
Yes.
What is our next segment? Because we did not determine that before we started the show. As to who it would be, either you or Oscar.
Oh, that's right. Oscar, I wrote a news. Did you write a news?
You should
too?
Do your news.
Okay, you want to do my news?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Unless
we'll
you want
news.
To hear about Ariana Grande one more time.
Hey, could you email Oscar?
What's that?
Could you email Oscar your news and he could do your news? Oh,
let's take a break, Rob. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. We'll take a little break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry. Mr. O'Mara did not realize what the schedule was today. We'll take a break and be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There is only so much art in the ground.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Uber, the people that drive you around, have a new app that launched on Tuesday this week called Uber Eats.
Ooh.
And I've heard about. I think I've heard about this. This is good.
I happen to have downloaded the app. Let's see if they can get us food before the end of the bonus show.
If you don't mind, let me see her. If you don't mind, and I'll find something that I know we will all love.
How about the palm? Well, Rob said he was paying for it.
Oh, look, you can rate this from most expensive to inexpensive.
Oh, that's
okay, let's take a look at that. Let's do it. Let's do it Let's do it that way. He's beginning to drum. He's beginning to drum. I see.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Want to find out how the great Uber Eats experiment turns out? You got to listen to the bonus show this week.
It was a great one this week.
You're going to love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Hey, small business owners, using Vistaprint is like having a best friend. They offer everything for your home and office: postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, and the best business cards in the biz, the best deal in the biz as well, bar none. Right now, you can get 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a dazzling first impression. And I love the fact that you have sent me your business cards. Keep them coming. We love that. They're totally customizable front and back. You can get upgrades. You can get nice stock, fancy finish, raised print. Use a Vista Vistaplate template and your own logo. You can do either. You can make a combination of both. You can do whatever you want. It's Vistaprint. Great quality, easy to customize. Your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. We all use Vistaprint cards. We love them. And with that deal, a 50% savings with the best 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. And I will be honest with you, you're going to love it.
News.
Paul McCartney, Rob.
Yay,
we're leading with Paul McCartney.
Yay.
Poor.
Oh, no.
He has filmed a scene for the next movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh, Paul. Don't
you
do great? That.
I thought even
don't
you might not be
that.
Thrilled with this.
That's not right.
No word yet on who he'll play, but it sounds like it's going to be a pretty brief appearance. In addition to Johnny Depp, Jeffrey Rush, and Orlando Bloom, they are all returning, while Javier Bardem is playing the villain. So I
you
thought
know, they really should have cast his ex-wife, because she could have done the peg.
Oh, now that's not... Play the alarm for yourself. I don't know why, but I'm going to put that under the misogyny thing.
How dare you?
Disgusting.
It's just a stocking stuffer. That's
yourself.
All.
Instead of a traditional burial, James Brown... This is all speculation. I'm not sure whether this is 100% true.
Yes.
James Brown was mummified following his death in 2006.
Wow.
And apparently he is still above ground.
James Brown!
That is according to...
I don't get a chance to play his jingle very much, so...
That almost makes up for Gary Shandling. According to the Godfather of Soul's former chauffeur, he's been dead since 2006, but he still hasn't been buried. This is according to the chauffeur.
Wow, here's you know, I've seen... I remember there was a big thing when he died that I knew he was above ground for at least a couple months. And I remember seeing the body months after he died. And I don't like dead bodies. They really flip me out. Like, open casket funerals really are bad for me. But he just looked like he had already been through the ringer then. Yeah. So I can't imagine.
He looked like a California raisin.
He did.
James Brown.
Jesus.
Wow. I saw him in real life.
Oh, my God. Well, this apparently he's at his daughter's house. That's according to the chauffeur.
I hope she has a good air conditioner, Mike.
Chauffeur's name is William Morrell.
Yes.
He told a newspaper this, that they mummonized him.
Mummified.
So, it says mummanized. That's the way the guy says
it. Okay.
So he would never rot at a cost of $140,000. He said, why? Well, when you got almost 20 kids and 6 wives, it's hard to get you in the ground. That's the chauffeur. I don't know whether it's BS or not.
Wow.
And Brown was only actually married 3 times, had 9 children.
Oh, okay.
And we're still
singing his praises.
James Brown.
In 2010, one of his reported love children, LaRonda Pettit, said that Brown's body had been stolen from a crypt so that an autopsy could not be done. A funeral director and one of the singer's other offspring, Deanna Brown Thomas, denied Pettit's claims. So we'll all have to just keep that on our radar and see what happens with James Brown.
Maybe they can make another movie about him and call it He Won't Get On Up.
Absolutely. Pony Boy, I got news for you.
Matthew Bloom.
There's a brand new dating site for you. Love at First Whiff is the idea behind smell dating.
What? Oh, no.
That
dear.
Is a New York matchmaking service that promises to help single people sniff out their perfect match by breathing in the odors from dirty T-shirts.
Oh, no one is dating James Brown.
No, sir.
Here are the creators. Artist Tiga Brain.
Tiga.
T-E-G-A Brain.
What happened to Kristen or Lisa? You know, those
easy names. Yeah.
Tiga Brain teaches at New York School for Poetic Computation.
Oh, God.
Sam Levine is an editor and researcher at New York University. They created Smell Dating, which they describe as an art project. Each of its first 100 clients received a T-shirt to wear for 3 days straight without bathing. The clients then mail the T-shirts back to Brain and Levine's sweatshop at NYU, where they are cut into swatches. Smell Dating then sends batches of 10 mixed swatches back to Rofo and clients.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. And clients to sniff this week. A match will be made if one client likes the scent of another and the olfactory attraction is mutual. In other words, if client 55 likes client 69,
hey.
And vice versa, put a heart around it, Brain said.
Yeah, you know what?
Tiga is an Australian name.
100% chance those T-shirts end up in a vending machine in Japan.
Yeah, you can go on Craigslist and get other type of clothes.
The Easter tradition you've been waiting for. Warning, you probably shouldn't hire these guys for your family Easter brunch.
Yeah.
And by the way, happy Easter. It's going to be this weekend. Gone are days of cute baskets filled with chocolate eggs and yellow peeps. We're adults now, meaning every formerly innocent childhood tradition has been recreated through naughty eyes.
Oh.
And even the Easter Bunny can't be saved. This week, Hot Octopus, an award-winning sex toy brand, started a new Easter tradition guaranteed to make your neighbors very uncomfortable. Here it is.
Okay.
You can have the Pulse 2 Duo. That is the latest edition of the world's first Guybrator, disguised as an innocent egg and delivered in person by the Hot Octopus Eater. I'm sorry.
What?
The Hot Octopus Easter Bunnies.
Oh, nice.
Well, I've seen a picture of one of these bunnies. I wouldn't call them adorable.
Really?
If you're looking to, this is a quote from
this
the company.
This thing looks dangerous.
If you're looking to really get the holiday weekend off to a bang, then forget these fake aphrodisiacs and get involved in the real deal, says Adam Lewis. I wonder if he's related to the guy that started the smell thing.
Could be.
The new bunnies on the block are laden with sweet treats and on a mission to add a spring and a hop into the sex lives of Americans. Happy Easter, everybody.
Wow. If one of those bunnies came to your front door, Mike, would you send them back to the hutch?
I'd jump up and stop the show. I'd say, stop tape. Gotta see my bunny. That's the way that works.
Hey, bunny, everybody.
Moving
right along
online.
Here.
What's that?
Like people actually review these things like they would on Amazon.
I know.
I don't even want to start.
Bring us
the bunnies. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something. A former teacher in Virginia is accused of allowing students to smoke marijuana in a classroom. 23-year-old Dominic Anthony Liuzzi has been charged with 3 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Police investigated after they received information about pot smoking at the Academy at Virginia Randolph. That is an alternative school. You bet it is.
Yeah, it is.
In Virginia, Liuzzi is no longer employed with the school system and probably won't be teaching anytime soon, but I would say that he has a good chance of getting a podcast on the Realm Network.
Thank you.
Do you love your
iPhone? Very good. Oh, I'm sorry about that. What I meant was that.
There you go. Thanks for all the help today. All right, we'll take a break. Jesus. We'll be right back with, let's see how I can screw up the audio ball right here.
Excellent.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Do you love your iPhone?
Do you love your iPad?
Do you love your Android?
Do you love your Nexus 7?
Did you play Atari?
Did you program the TRS-80?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
love technology? We all do. And
that's the best
more
part.
Importantly,
yeah.
do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Tech 411.
Actually,
that's right, Tech 411
this is a good time,
actually,
if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Todd's got a new game out. He'll be doing full ads next week, but it's out a little early. You can get it on the iOS store. It's called XXI. It's a new puzzle game from TMSoft. XXI. Download it today. Write a nice review this weekend. If you got a chance, XXI, download it today.
All right, give me an out cue.
That is Tech 411.
Thanks very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Amazon. Hey, are you a good TMOS listener or a bad TMOS listener?
Are you a good TMOS listener or a bad TMOS listener?
If you're a good TMOS listener, you've been shopping through our Amazon portal. That's good. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support the show. Very, very good. Bad listeners don't shop at Amazon. They are usually rude, discourteous, and mistreat animals.
Boo!
That's bad. If they were good, they'd bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop you damn it, I almost got through. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thanks, friend. Thanks for being good. There we are. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for a Friday, March 20. Is this the 25th already?
I believe it is the 25th.
It's the 25th.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's flying through the month.
One thing we didn't mention when we talked about Gary Shandling was his short-lived but sort of ahead of its time sitcom. Do you remember this one?
This is the Gary Shandling Show.
Yeah,
the
Beam
the Gary Shandling Show.
Where he would actually talk to the audience and he would, you know, what they call breaking the fourth wall. Another way that he was sort of ahead of his time and very funny.
It was not to me, it was not one of my all-time favorites.
No, more gimmick than funny, I think.
Well, the thing about the Larry Sanders Show was the vehicle for Gary Shandling because he was a sour kind of guy and it played... I mean, he was playing to type. You can see him interviewed any time in, you know, with TMZ where he's just,
there's no acting there.
Right, no
absolutely
acting.
Absolutely not. Right. As a matter of fact, they did a small tribute, sort of in passing and subtle, on Kimmel last night to the Gary Shandling Show, the Larry Sanders Show, when he went to commercials the first time. It's good.
So we have music from Fifth Harmony. Peter Krause is here, and we'll be right back with Hillary Clinton. No flipping.
He said his catchphrase, no flipping. I thought that was nice and subtle.
He's legendary. I mean, he in the comedian circles, he is the
what
guy.
What did he die of?
That was a massive heart attack.
Massive heart attack.
And as a matter of fact, I did not pull the tape, but the 911 call, he called his own 911 call and actually dropped off the phone before they could finish the call. Oh. He died essentially while on the phone.
I pray that we don't have to hear that.
No, you won't.
I hope
you won't.
Suppress that. No, you will. I bet you will. I swear to God, that's the way the world
is. Hey, Mike, I found tape.
Play it right now.
Now, this is kind of neat. This is not actually Gary Shandling, but there are a few moments when showbiz changes someone's life and it's captured, right? Mm-hmm. This is Gary Shandling's intro to his first time on The Tonight Show, and he had that amazing moment after his gig where Johnny called him over to the couch, which could happen or could not happen. It was always
absolutely
sort of up in the air. But this is such classic Johnny, and we've heard intros like this before, but it's just a great crowd. This is an exciting moment.
Before you play it, let me just offer a little insight. The way comedians used to go on The Tonight Show, they would have their 5 to 10 minute set, and probably more like 5 minutes, good 5 minutes that they would do, and then they would have to have 3 minutes or maybe even another 5 minutes ready just in case.
Right.
So anytime you would see a comedian go over to Johnny, they'd have the stuff ready and they were, you know, they would all pray that they got called over. So, but, you know, the big guys like Gary Shandling, David Letterman, They were hits on the Tonight Show.
And it almost never happened on your first time. And this is a great intro. Such classic Johnny.
This is a good night for a young comedian's first appearance on network television because the audience is in a good mood and things are really cooking. Gary is from Tucson, Arizona. Appears regularly at the Comedy Store. Tucsoners. He appears at the Comedy Store in Hollywood and at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. As I said, this is his first time, so make him feel welcome. Would you welcome Gary Shannon?
Pretty cool, and you know
that's
that after
so
that
classy.
Moment,
oh, that's
that
it,
moment,
and that doesn't that exist so that much cool. anymore. Yeah, there are plenty of classy guys. I think Fallon has a lot of class. I think Kimmel's a good guy. I think Seth Meyers is a good guy. There are a lot of good guys. Nobody had that kind of
the way he even ramped up to introducing him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Say, hey, I'm putting the audience in your corner because Johnny loved comedians.
He did.
He loved having comedians
that's
on
cool.
the show.
Now, the last thing I'll play, that was the very beginning of Shandling's career. His most recent project, and it'll probably be his final project, is in January. He appeared on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. And it's a very, very entertaining episode, but weird to watch in retrospect, especially this moment when they talk about finding out the passing of Robin Williams. Gary Shandling passed at age 66.
May Robin rest in peace. I'm sure, like me, you were stunned. I don't know how you felt.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there watching CNN anyway, and they broke in and said Robin Williams killed himself. And I sat there and I was frozen. This is totally true. And I was in that kitchen of mine. Then Wolf Blitzer says, 63 is so young. And then I looked up with a little hope, because I'm the same age as Robin, right? And then I realized 63 is so young is a phrase you never hear relative to anything but death.
Right.
63 is so young to be playing in the NFL. You don't, there's nothing.
You have to die in your 60s for them to say, boy, he was young.
Anyway.
That's it. You know, I'll tell you, it's tiny. It's a little bitty clip.
Yep.
You got a lot of observational brain power
smart.
Happening.
So yeah. smart.
Right there. Just very, very cool to think of that.
Well, that's safe neat. Home, Gary Shandling. I sort of started paying attention to comedy when he started to really hit it big. And I'm not grief poaching here. I'm just saying I'm really sad that he's gone. Because he brought us a lot of laughs, so that's sad.
No. I, you know, and I'm not grief poaching. I will tell you that I, for one, you know, if you can make your mark with one show like the Larry Sanders Show, right after that show was off the air, I wished that he gave us more.
Yeah.
And I will say that now. I wish that he did some more stuff.
Yeah.
It seemed like when he left.
He left. He was done.
Right?
He was done. He's kind of like, and that's cool, too, because, you know, how many people get to make a mark with a show like that?
So exactly.
That's a good thing.
All right. Let us move on, Mike. One of your favorite guys is singing again. They were doing a benefit for the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, Peyton Manning sang a song that I've heard you sing at karaoke with singer Cole Swindell. I think you'll like this.
Well, I was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
My mom.
Okay.
Got out of prison.
Nice.
And I went to pick her up in the rain.
Oh, what a great arrangement of it.
Whoa,
I love
it. Before I could get to the station in my pickup truck.
What happened?
Come on. She got run over by a damn old
And then Cole takes over, but I thought you would enjoy the fact that
Who's the country artist? I'm going to pick up
Cole
some of his
Is Swindell or Swindle?
Cole Swindell with the tribute to David Allen Coe, one of my favorite country songs of all time.
Now, I don't normally focus as much on country music, but I love what this guy says. This is a hot country act right now named Josh Grayson. He was a former Marine.
Josh!
And they asked him to comment on the fact that Justin Bieber is no longer doing meet and greets because it's just too taxing on him.
Dick.
And they asked him what he thought about this, and I love what this guy says.
You can tell these guys have never really held a real job or been in the military. It's hilarious. I know I'm an artist myself, and usually I don't say this, but that's why you should never, like, take the word of a celebrity on anything, especially politics, because they're not in the real world.
So there you go. A guy who's out there getting it done.
I like that.
And let us close with Seth Meyers. Mike, true story, a woman sought out and married her sperm donor.
A formerly single mother in Australia has married the sperm donor that contributed to the conception of her child, which means in a few years, that man can sit that kid down and say, son, I remember the night you were conceived. I was looking at a picture of Kate Upton.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. I want to take this moment to say thank you to everybody, including my coworkers, for all their support this week. It was not the easiest week to do shows, but you know what? Every time I came in here and turned the microphones on, it actually was therapeutic for me, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We'll be back with another week of shows. I will be heading up to Boston at the end of next week for my mom's funeral, but we got shows for you all week next week, and we're excited about that. Again, my deep and sincere thanks to everybody who helped me out this week, and your comments online and personal messages that I got from everybody have made this something that I'll remember for a very, very long time. We got to get out of here, and have a happy Easter, everybody. We're going to have a little bittersweet one here in the O'Mara household, but you know what? That's part of the circle of life, so we'll be back on Monday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.